happens, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. CBS News projects Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves has won a second term, defeating Democrat Brandon Presley. And Democrat Andy Beshear has won re-election as governor of Kentucky, an increasingly red state. CBS News Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
This is the kind of thing where you say, okay, if a Democrat can perform well in a state where Donald Trump won by a wide, wide margin, well, maybe he's onto something. Maybe he's onto some kind of formula for the Democrats.
And the Associated Press is reporting that in Virginia legislative elections, Democrats have maintained their control of the Senate and have retaken control of the House. CBS News projects that Ohio voters have approved an amendment to the state constitution that protects access to abortion. This voter in Cleveland had strong feelings on the issue.
I believe in life. It's the most helpless human being there is, and there's no defense, and it bothers me.
Many Gazans are on the move now, trying to avoid Israeli attacks, says CBS's Charlie Daggett in Tel Aviv.
On the highway south of the city, our CBS News colleague Marwan Al-Ghul spoke with some of those fleeing the fighting.
Walking for hours to cross from Gaza north to the south, carrying nothing.
Except a white flag of surrender and the will to survive.
A bipartisan Senate bill aimed at ending legacy admissions at colleges and universities has been introduced.
It's called the Merit Act, with the intention to stop all non-merit-based admissions factors in college education, like giving preferential treatment to an applicant based on their relationship to donors or alumni. The senators say it would effectively end college legacy admissions by changing requirements for school accreditation. It comes in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision in June to end the decades-long practice of affirmative action. Matt Piper, CBS News.
There's been another deadly highway pileup on an interstate near New Orleans. Dense fog and smoke are to blame again, says CBS's Jim Crisula.
Drivers suddenly found themselves in thick fog and smoke from a marsh wildfire. New Orleans Police Captain Wayne DeLarge.
We were not alerted of the fog. We were not alerted of the fog until we responded to the auto accidents, until we responded to the crashes.
Similar dense fog and smoke conditions caused a series of deadly accidents on Interstate 55 northwest in New Orleans 2 weeks ago.
One person died, at least eight others were hurt yesterday. Coca-Cola and Nestle are being accused of making misleading claims that their plastic water bottles are 100% recycled. The BBC says a consumer organization and two environmental groups have filed a complaint with the European Commission. Coca-Cola says it can prove its claims. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to Hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the name brands. Add up to 95% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but for 95% less. It's the same medication, still prescribed by a licensed medical provider, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are Locally Grown Radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers are being asked to chip in more to maintain American Family Field for the next 27 years. Wis Politics reports an amendment to the ballpark bill would increase the Brewers' contribution by $10 million. The ask from taxpayers would go down by $36 million. Senators are adjusting the bill that passed the Assembly to address the concerns of enough lawmakers to get the 17 votes necessary to pass. Plans for the National Football League draft in Green Bay are coming together. The league says it will happen on April 24th through the 26th in 2025. Fox Valley leaders are counting on as many as 250,000 football fans to come to Northeast Wisconsin for the draft. Organizers are still working on the details, but most of the events will happen in and around Lambeau Field. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks host the Pistons tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Milwaukee tonight with a matchup against the Detroit Pistons. Game time, 7 o'clock. The Bucks are 4-2 after beating the Brooklyn Nets. Head coach Adrian Griffin on how his defense made the difference.
They had the momentum, and we didn't give up, and we kept fighting and clawing and got back in the game. This was NBA basketball at its finest.
Baseball, Craig Counsell tells JS Online he accepted the manager's job with the Chicago Cubs because he needs a new challenge. Brewers owner Mark Antanasio says he was willing to make Counsell the highest paid manager in baseball history.
Now, I was informed by Craig that he was going to the Cubs. For several weeks, we've had an offer that would have made him the highest paid manager.
Have you ever wondered why there's a NASCAR driver statue in this area? It's for Wisconsin Rapids native Dick Trickle. One of the first from the state to make it to the national circuit, Trickle was named the winningest short track driver in history. Along with a statue, he has several races here and across the country named in his honor. For locally grown radio, WFHR, I'm Terry Barr.
And streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with the outstanding Mr. Aaron Zommers. On the board, engineering, producing. It is Tuesday, November 7th, 2023, 6 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Welcome in on your lunch hour. Perhaps you're walking around to get a little exercise. That's what Todd needs to do. I have realized I have put on way too much weight in this job. I spent almost a year now at Civic Media. Our 1 year anniversary, by the way, for the show coming up next week. Did you realize that?
Week from today, actually.
Yeah. But Todd needs to get back in the gym.
Oh, yeah, me too.
It's getting out of control.
I could stand to lose 40 pounds.
I don't think 40.
I think 40. Well, but I also used to be ridiculously skinny. Yeah. So,
if I'm not careful, I'm going to be playing Santa Claus without any padding here winter. So,
I'm at the point where now this wasn't recently, maybe a few months ago. My niece Gracie was like, "Aaron, why is your belly so big?"
It happens. It happens. We sit a lot in radio. You understand? That's why I stand. I usually stand almost every show. Try to get a little, exercise. Standing, I think, burns off a calorie or two, right?
It's better than sitting. I concentrate better when I sit. So,
do you really?
Yeah, I don't know. Whenever I need to start doing something, I love standing desks. But if I need to devote more attention, I just find myself sitting down.
Yeah. Incidentally, for those of you who care, probably the answer is two or three. My glasses saga continues. I had a meeting with Luke Mathers, who incidentally is going to be in here at the bottom of the hour for Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers. I had a meeting with Luke yesterday, and I guess I got so passionate about something, I put my hand down on the table where my glasses were, and they broke once again. So now that I re-super glued them last night, and now they're even more crooked than they were before. So I'm waiting for hopefully the new glasses. I don't think it's going to make it by Friday, but we'll see.
How many new glue jobs is this now?
The number of new glue jobs, as I'm very careful there, is probably, I think it's been glued four times now since they originally broke.
More than the average pair of glasses, that's for sure.
More than the average pair. So anyway, if I seem a little cockeyed, a little crooked, that's because my glasses are. But anyway, Luke Mathers, looking forward to this at the bottom of the hour. Lots going on today. Taking your calls throughout the show here. Of course, Donald Trump, the big case in New York on whether or not the Trump business is going to continue. And the judge has basically already found him, guilty or liable, I guess is the correct legal term in this case. And so really it's about how much could they be fined up to $250 million. And basically the Trumpster is shut down from doing business in New York. Tomorrow, Ivanka Trump, the daughter, is going to be on the stand. So we'll be following that. Big Supreme Court case today. Coming before the Supreme Court of the United States out in Washington, D.C., basically saying, do people who commit or are accused of domestic violence, should they still be able to have guns while they wait this trial? I would say no. But the Supreme Court is taking that up today. So we'll follow that and see where that all goes. And it is probably hard to believe for a lot of Wisconsinites. Today is Election Day. Election Day in many states, including Ohio and Virginia.
But not Wisconsin?
Maybe there are some local races, but there are no statewide races. There are no, you know, next year is our big year for legislature and that sort of Congress as well. But there are a number of states that have statewide races today. And so big issues, such as the big one for me, I think probably, is a woman's right to her body and, you know, the abortion case. And so Ohioans will be going to the polls today to see whether they support a constitutional amendment and making abortion legal up through, I believe, don't quote me, but I think 20 or 23 weeks. And then after that, it would only be legal in case of endangerment on the mother's life, which I think is a reasonable type of abortion constitutional bill to be had. So anyway, Ohioans are going to the polls there. We're going to have a cut a little bit later from Governor Glenn Youngkin of Virginia. As they say, I'm not sure if they do or not.
I wouldn't be one to say.
Almost in Virginia. Some of them say Virginia. Anyway, Glenn Youngkin, who a lot of people, or many people, think he should be running for president of the United States for Republicans because they find him more palatable. You understand? They find him more easy to take.
That's a low bar.
Because it is a low bar. Thank you. But Glenn Youngkin is a guy. Why the heck isn't Glenn Youngkin in this race? Because he could win. He's not as offensive as Trump. But here's the deal on Glenn Youngkin of Virginia. He is making a promise to move forward with a ban on all abortion in Virginia if Republicans get control of the entire legislature out there today in their election. And I've talked about this before, and nobody's calling me for advice, and that's fine. But if I were advising the Democrats, and I'm not, but if I were, I would say I think a winning issue here as you go into 2024 is talk about women's health care. Talk about women's right to choose over her own body. I think that is a winner. We saw that as a winner in the Janet Protasiewicz race for a Supreme Court here this year in Wisconsin. I think it's a national winner as well. I would talk about these personal and cultural issues like abortion. I'd talk about equal rights, marriage equality for LGBTQ people. Just basic rights, right? Nothing crazy. Just basic rights. Because I think those are issues that America, by and large, has said, you know what? We're on board with that. At least 50% plus one. And in many cases, into the 60 percenters. And so I think that Democrats would be well served to talk about those issues in conjunction, by the way, with the economy. And so we'll talk about those things a little bit later as well. And we're going to talk Kenny Chesney a bit because there's a big announcement today from Kenny Chesney. I'm very excited about. But first, at 12 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, for me, the big story of the day. It broke during our show. Late in our show yesterday afternoon, Craig Counsell, the manager of the Milwaukee Brewers up until yesterday, has announced he is going to the rival Chicago Cubs. And you say, Todd, with everything going on in the world today, how can you say this is the biggest story? Because quite frankly, I'm not sure about you. I just need a little break from all the heavy news of the day. And just talk about something that I think we can all relate to, something that doesn't maybe divide us that much. And I think around water coolers this morning, and do they still have water? We have a water cooler, but around water coolers or wherever, I think people are talking about this because, and you know, whether or not you're on the Craig Counsell side that, hey, the guy got, you know, $40 million, he got a Powerball type of payroll to leave, and who wouldn't do that for the money? Or whether you're on, hey, he's a Wisconsin guy, grew up here, his dad worked for the team, he was a player, then a manager. How dare he? He's a traitor if you're on that side. Or maybe you're on the side that, you know, Mark whatever the hell his name is, Antasio. I can't remember how to pronounce it. I mess it up. I'm sorry, Mr. Mark. The owner of the Brewers. This guy lives in Brooklyn and Los Angeles, has homes there, doesn't live in Milwaukee, and has the audacity yesterday to say, well, you know what? We lost Craig Council, but Craig Council lost us and our city. And maybe you think to yourself, well, you know what, Mark? You don't even live in Wisconsin. And if you had had the chutzpah to actually put some real money on the table, he could still be here. And maybe you're mad at the ownership of the Brewers and just sick of them not investing. And maybe you think to yourself, well, the Brewers can't win. I don't know what. There's all these different takes out there right now over Craig. There's a lot of hurt, right? I was listening to As Goes Wisconsin this morning. Greg Bach, along with Jay Matinera, who are filling in for Kristen Bry on As Goes Wisconsin, as she is on maternity leave right now. Greg Bach, he was very hurt. He's a big Brewers fan. And I think that's the sentiment of a lot of people. Because in an era when it seems like nothing matters, the one thing that we can still kind of rally around is the loyalty to our sports franchises. As trite as that sounds, as cliche as, at least there are things that bring us together. And we think, well, we could at least believe in our Brewers, or in Milwaukee, in our Marquette Golden Eagles, or in Green Bay or around the state, the Packers or the Badgers, whatever. We can believe in our sports franchises. It brings us together. It doesn't matter whether we're Republicans or Democrats or independent. It brings us together. And yesterday, I think, hurt for that reason, because here's a guy who grew up in Wisconsin, who is born and bred a Wisconsinite, who is born and bred a Brewer. And it wasn't so much that he went to a different team or a different city. I think a lot of us kind of anticipated this, that, you know what, in today's money-driven world, that's just the way it is. We might lose him. But to lose him to the Chicago Cubs, the arch rival of the Milwaukee Brewers, I think that's what hurts the most. And I think it will, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, you know, he never gave the Brewers a chance to counter the offer of the Cubs. I'm not sure we know that yet. I still believe there's some things that are going to out eventually as this thing moves forward. So I'm withholding my personal judgment on that until we have all the details. But here's the way I want to frame it to you. And I would love you to call in and give us your take on this. Craig Council leaving Milwaukee and going to the Chicago Cubs, where does that rate on other sports betrayals? Because there's a great story today in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel by J.R. Radcliffe entitled, "After Craig Council Leaves for Rival, a Look at Other Wisconsin Sports Betrayals." Top one for a lot of people, Brett Favre. Not so much when he left and went to the Jets, but then when he came back to the Midwest and went to the went to the arch rival Vikings, right? So Craig Council leaving Milwaukee for the Cubs, where does that rank on the number of either sports betrayals or sports disappointments in the state of Wisconsin? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, now's the perfect time to get it. Simply download it on your Apple or Android device in your app store. Type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It is free. It takes less than a minute to download. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. You can text us there and call in as well. Where does Craig Council going to the Cubs rank in your list of Wisconsin sports disappointments or betrayals? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'll run through them. We will talk about the biggest disappointments in sports in Wisconsin and take your calls on the other side. Don't go anywhere. This is the Todd Allbull Show in Civic Media.
This is Mad Radio.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio. You don't know my car, do you?
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the Badgers and Wildcats at Camp Randall Stadium. Our coverage begins at 12:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tonneau Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 20 now past the hour of 12 noon on Tuesday, November 7th, 2023. Mr. Zomers on the board. Glad to have you along. Luke Mathers coming up here in about 10 minutes at the bottom of the hour. Tuesday Tangents with Lukester. Going to get his take on this. You know, changing things up a little bit. A lot of serious news going on. And actually, for a lot of people, this is pretty serious, to be honest. We're going to get to that a little bit later in the show. But I wanted to take what I think is the thing that people are talking about the most this morning across Wisconsin. And that is Craig Counsell leaving the Milwaukee Brewers to manage the rival Chicago Cubs. And the context I want to put it in, the lens, if you will, is where does this rank on your all-time list of Wisconsin sports betrayals and or disappointments? Craig Counsell, going to the Cubs, where does this rank on your biggest betrayals and disappointments of Wisconsin statewide sports? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. That's 844-96-PARTY, P-A-R-T-Y. You can also text us on the Civic Media app on your Apple or Android device. Let's go to the phone lines. Our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeff Perry, on the phones. Jeff, so thankful you called in. You're a big Brewers guy. We've gone to a couple of Brewers games over the years, been down there at Milwaukee. Craig Counsell going to the Chicago Cubs. Where does this rank?
Well, I got to put it up there with Paul Molitor in 1992. Sal Bando,
yes,
who probably had no business being a general manager, actually asked Paul Molitor to take a pay cut. Yes. And Paul Molitor said, oh, well, that's a very interesting offer, Sal. I'm going to Toronto. And he went to the Blue Jays and went on to better things. I believe they won the World Series the year
yes,
he left.
Hang on. We have a technical snafu. I'm not sure what happened here. My internet's gone down on my computer. But but yes, you're absolutely right. I'm going to fix this. You explain to people this, Jeff, while I fix my computer. But we were in college at Platteville when this happened, and it was and Paul Molitor, boy, for my money, Jeff, it was a toss up growing up whether my favorite Brewer was Robin Yount or Paul Molitor, and I was devastated when this happened. But explain again, just explain the context here. And you're right, Molitor went on to win not just the World Series, the MVP with the Blue Jays that year.
Yeah, and the Brewers were in financial trouble. What else is new? And they actually asked Paul Molitor to take a pay cut. And this was one of the premier players in the game. And, you know, I think, to this day, I think that if Bando hadn't screwed that up, that Molitor would have been a lifelong Brewer, just as Yount was. But they, you know, why would he have accepted a contract that was paying less than what he was worth? And I think that's what happened with Craig Counsell as well. They weren't willing to pay him what he was worth. Now, going to Chicago, some people are seeing that as a slap in the face or a traitor, but I think it's what you pointed out on your show yesterday. It just works out well for him,
yeah,
because of his family situation and his kids still being in high school in the Milwaukee area and all that. He can still keep them in Milwaukee and you know, not have to move to New York or whatever the other alternatives would have been.
Right. Cleveland, I think he was looking at Cleveland as well. Well, that's what reports were.
Yeah. I also think this may go back to the Josh Hader trade a little bit, where the Brewers front office got rid of Josh Hader and basically screwed Council over for the rest of that season.
Yeah.
And I think there's been bad blood ever since then. That's just my opinion. I don't have any evidence to back that up, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that plays into it as well.
I think that's a really interesting take. That's a new one. There's a true Brewer fan that knows what's going on. I think you could be right about that, because it seems like, I don't know. You're right. I don't have any evidence or anything, but it just seemed like things were a little prickly between Council and ownership this year with the Brewers.
I agree. And I think I'm definitely not in the camp that's calling for Council's head. I think he right. did what he needed to do. And I think he did it, from what I've read, he did it kind of for all managers to kind of up that salary level, you know, across the board. Hey, more power to him. I still think he's probably one of, if not the greatest manager the Brewers have ever had. Maybe George Bamberger would be better, but you've got to give him the money he deserves. And if you're not going to do that, then forget it.
Yeah. I tend to agree with you. I mean, some idiot down at Whitefish Bay went and vandalized the Craig Council ballpark sign last night and wrote profanity on it. I mean, yeah, that's just uncalled for. And don't you feel, I mean, I actually hope that they're moving to Chicago. I hope they don't plan on living in Whitefish Bay and managing in Chicago. Because I just feel terrible for what his family, in today's social media world and everything else. Can you imagine what his kids are going to have to go through if they stay in Milwaukee?
Oh, I guess I didn't think of that. And unfortunately, but you're exactly right. I didn't hear about the vandalism thing either. That's
ridiculous.
Come on, people. Yeah. It's baseball. It's not, you know, the Hamas Israel war, for crying out loud. Exactly. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Baseball. It's a game. But I think that's very insightful on the Josh Hader trade. And it goes back, one last question here for you, Jeff. But do you believe that this is a signal, whether intentional or not, from Council to say, look, I just don't think that the current ownership is set up for Milwaukee to win a World Series?
Yes, I do think that. Here's something that crossed my mind, again, that I have no evidence to back it up. But what if Council has some kind of inside information that, regardless of what's happening in the legislature, the Brewers are planning on jumping ship?
Whoa.
What about that?
Whoa. Get the rumor mills turning.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. Conspiracy theories are us.
Well, but your point, and they talked about this on Let's Go Wisconsin this morning. To your point, this is all happening as the bill is passed the assembly. It's going to the state Senate. Evers is trying to gin up the Democrats because Republicans don't have enough votes to pass it. They're trying to pass this big $400 million deal to for upgrades on AmFam Field. I mean, do you think this is going to affect that politically?
Oh, yeah, I bet it could. If enough people in the legislature would consider the Brewers management to be not up to snuff because of this,
Oh, good golly. It ain't the same. It ain't the same as when we were growing up, Jeff. To sound like
it
two
sure
old
isn't.
Men.
I know, and we are. Let's go.
Well, let's just face it. Let's face it. We're reaching, not quite there, but we're reaching the age. Jeff Perry, always appreciate you. Thank you so very much, my friend, for calling. Have a great day. We'll keep batting for the Brewers here. We'll keep believing. As long as we got Euchre, I'm still in.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you. You could call in as well, 844-967-2789, with Craig Council leaving for Chicago to be the new Cubs manager. Where does this rank on your list of sports betrayals in the state of Wisconsin or biggest sports disappointments? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Don't go anywhere. Tuesday Tangents with Luke Mathers is right around the corner. He will be here live and in person. We'll hear from him next on the Todd Allball Show and Civic Media.
Bad Radio 92.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
CBS News Brief.
The people of Kentucky elected me as just the third two consecutive term governor in our history.
CBS News projects Kentucky's Democratic Governor Andy Beshear has been reelected, and voters in Ohio, like this man in Cleveland, have approved an amendment to the state constitution guaranteeing access to abortion.
I think a woman should have the right to choose what they want to do with their body. I don't think it goes into anything as crazy as the other side is saying it does, so I voted yes for that issue.
Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib has been censured by the U.S. House.
The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
Republicans and some Democrats had objected to Tlaib's comments about Israel and the Israel-Hamas war. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is countering false claims made in the Wisconsin Assembly's impeachment articles against Administrator Megan Wolf. The articles list several grievances, including assertions that Wolf mismanaged Wisconsin's 2020 ballot count and that she enabled illegal absentee voting in long-term care facilities. The WEC counters that all decisions are made by its six bipartisan commissioners and not Wolf. Postal workers in Milwaukee are demanding safer working conditions. The National Association of Letter Carriers rallied at Milwaukee's downtown post office Sunday. Eight people were arrested not long ago in a mail carrier robbery ring in the city. Another letter carrier was murdered on his route. Postal workers at the rally say they want the post office to work with the union to find solutions. Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin enjoys a rich history in broadcasting, which we celebrate at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame. I'm Michelle Vetterkind, president of the WBA. We honor those who have devoted their careers to serving their local communities as legendary broadcasters. They are personalities, owners, engineers, and educators. It's an experience that's free for all to enjoy. Visit the Wisconsin Broadcasters Hall of Fame, located inside the Milwaukee Hilton City Center.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Chance for scattered showers today, otherwise cloudy. High of 44, east winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 33 tonight, cloudy. Tomorrow, high of 45. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 39.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Yeah, it's Halloween. We were dressed up for the holiday.
I'm glad I did not get a Craig Council jersey this fall.
You made the right choice with Uke. Yeah, that's fair.
Because Uke ain't going anyway. He's either going to retire or else he's just not going to be there. He's not going.
Yeah, let's
to,
not talk about the more.
He's not. Well, I mean, unfortunate. He's outcome. Not going to follow Craig Council and go to Chicago. I don't think.
No. So no. Uke is faithful to the team, I believe.
Absolutely.
So I don't think Uke's going anywhere. No, he's got seats named after him in the ballpark. You got Uker seats. I have a feeling you're not leaving then. Of the betrayal, though, I don't. Is it a betrayal to you?
Well, that's the question I'm asking you. Is it biggest sports betrayal or biggest sports disappointment? I'll take either one.
Okay. Disappointment, I can understand.
What is rank in you're a Wisconsinite. You were born and raised here.
Mm-hmm.
Of all mm-hmm. the things to choose from, there was a great story. Like, I got this from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. J.R. Radcliffe today in the Journal Sentinel. Favre, he ranks as number one. Favre going to the Vikings.
I think that's pretty... That's betrayal right there. That's pretty high up there. That's got to be the top betrayal.
But he went to the Jets first.
Yeah, well, that's because Green Bay had to trade him, right?
He was barred from going to any other NFC North team
right.
when he first left.
Right. So that was kind of, and then he played out that contract with the Jets, and then boom, he could go wherever he wanted in free agency. So I don't think this is comparable necessarily. I don't know. I have a hard time because at the end of the day, where does the blame lie, Todd?
That's one of the questions we asked.
Right. So where do you think it lies?
I think more information is going to out as we go along because there's conflicting. You know, did Council give the Brewers a chance to match the offer from the Cubs or not? I think that more information is going to come out. Jeff Perry just called in last segment. He brought up maybe this goes all with the way back to the Hader trade and the Brewers kind of tanked a little bit after that, and that Council is salty, and there's been kind of a rift with Council and ownership since then.
Yeah, that's probably pretty likely. I think Anastasio,
I believe.
Anastasio. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's the T's first, so Adonasio.
Oh, Adonasio. All right, very good.
Okay.
I looked it up and it had...
Adonasio?
Yeah.
It's fantastic. Adonasio. Thank you, Mark.
I'm literally so bad with last names, so even if I saw that the T's were first, I probably would have mispronounced it, but appreciate that, Aaron. I have a hard time thinking, if you really wanted to keep Craig, that you couldn't have made the money work.
Because it doesn't count towards the cap for managers.
Right. And he just bought, you know, pretty high stakes in a...
Right.
In an English
soccer
football team.
Well, yeah.
English,
football.
Well, yeah. When you throw the English in there, it's not American football, it's English football. And so if you're telling me that he couldn't have forked over, $2 million a year, $1.5 million a year over a 4 or 5 year contract to keep Craig in the home and be the hometown boy, I don't fault Craig in this. I don't think it's on Council. He went and I have a feeling you're right. They're probably... We're not on the same page in these last couple seasons, and his contract did not get renewed before the end of its termination. The Brewers had exclusive rights to it. They could have came and found and not have Council go out to the open market, free agent market, as you would kind of refer to it in sports. And so I think it's the Brewers ownership maybe over the last, I don't know, year as it's been kind of asking the state for more money, having its hand out for more money, saying, well, if you don't give us the money we want, then maybe we'll go to Seattle or Nashville or whatever other mid-sized market city is looking for a professional sports team.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, he's a hometown guy. Maybe he thought that the ownership really wanted to move the team, and he said, fine, I don't want to deal with that. I'm going to go cash out and get paid on the market. And that's what he did. And now he's going to be coaching the Cubs, which, unfortunate for him, they've got another 101 years left on the 108-year gap between championships. So, I mean, sure, maybe he's got some voodoo that he can do and try to slim that gap. But even if he shaves off a few decades, that's a long time to wait for another championship down there in Chicago.
I have a bad feeling. For if you're a Brewers fan, I have a bad feeling where this is going. But what do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Craig Counsell to the Cubs. Where does this rank on your list of Wisconsin sports disappointments? Let's go to Sun Prairie. Listening on WMDX here in Madison. The beautiful, beautiful Berg. Maybe Luke's neighbor out in Sun Prairie. Larry. Do you live close to Luke, Larry? Have you guys met before?
No. Actually, right. I'm not from Sun Prairie. I was just driving through. I'm going to Watertown.
Oh, fantastic. Watertown's a great town as well. So, Larry, where does this rank? Yeah. Counsell to the Cubs. What say you?
You young guys. I mean, you just get me. You don't know your history. Come on.
Well, Luke is much younger than me, as he likes to remind me, but go ahead.
how far back did you go? You went all the way back to Favre. Come on.
Well, no. I mean, here, how about you go ahead? You tell us. What's your biggest disappointment?
Lombardi leaving the Packers and going to Washington.
Yeah.
That was number five on this list in the Milwaukee Journal segment today.
That's because they're talking to young people.
Remind people, and I assume, Larry, you're old enough to remember this. Those of folks that don't remember, and I guess I was barely alive, but I don't remember it. But Luke was certainly not even a gleam in his parents' eyes. Remind folks of this, because you're right. A lot of people forget. Go ahead. Remind people what happened.
Yeah. Lombardi had done it all. He had hit all these championships. He won the first two Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. And he wanted a challenge other than the Packers. The Packers were just that good at the time.
Yep.
And so he left and he went to Washington to try to build that up. And then, unfortunately, with the cancer, it took his life shortly thereafter. Yeah. But, he had built this up. They'd won, I forget how many championships underneath him, but they won Super Bowl I, Super Bowl II, and he wanted more challenges. So for that, I kind of understand it, but boy, that still hurt like heck.
I was going to say, that sounds more, was it an amicable leave, though? Did he, again, as you've pointed out, I'm a little too young to remember this, but this seems like maybe not as much of a betrayal. He was just offered in search of, the grass always being greener, and it ended up not that way.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was coach and general manager.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and the team is owned by the city, so, well, the shares go out. But, yeah, it just he decided that he just wanted to leave and go try somewhere else.
In this story.
And with Counsell, I mean, you've only got so many years doing this stuff. And if you can put on an extra, million and a half a year?
2 million almost.
Okay.
Yeah.
2 million. Mm-hmm. Okay. What's the difference between that and UAW going on strike for more money?
Yeah.
You got to make it while you're there.
I was just saying, I'm not going to fault Counsell for this. Like, Counsell went and I'm assuming he's been having these conversations for a while. Obviously, both the Guardians and the Mets seeking the ability to interview Counsell before his contract ended at the beginning of this month. But this, I don't think it came together as quickly as it did. No. If there wasn't some legwork and, groundwork going into this, but he's clearly thought about the fact that he wasn't going to be re-signing with the Brewers because he could have that whole time. He could have at any point during the season. So
I didn't know until I read this couple of stories last night. His agent lives in Chicago. Is a Chicago guy. I didn't know that. And I find that just kind of a fascinating little.
If you want to be honest, Chicago's got a lot of young, exciting players. Like if you wanted the curse being aside, that the fact that they won't get it for another 101 years, if you wanted to take a crack at it and you see a team that is having momentum going the right way, I don't fault Craig for going with Chicago.
I don't fault him.
So I do have a hard time. Anybody that's mad at Craig about this, that maybe your anger's a little misdirected. Maybe you should be asking why the billionaire that can afford a stake in another professional sports team isn't able to, you know, make the deal work with the hometown kid and extend Council's contract, because that's where I think the more frustration needs to be, rather than taking it out on Craig Council for this.
Larry, appreciate it. Larry, before I let you go, this is in this Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story today. Speaking of when Lombardi went to Washington, at the press conference to be what introduced as the coach, because, you know, people used to say, well, Lombardi can walk on water. He won the first two Super Bowls. So at the press conference, here is the quote. Lombardi said, to set the record straight, I can't walk across the Potomac, even when it's frozen. So there you go. Lombardi was trying to lower expectations, and probably a good thing, because as you pointed out, unfortunately his health, you know, went downhill, and he was taken way too soon via cancer. But it would have been fascinating to see if he could have replicated that success had he lived. Appreciate the call, Larry. Thank you so much, Larry in Some Prairie.
Or Watertown, wherever he is.
Larry's traveling. He's a traveling,
He's on the road.
He's a traveling man.
You can call us too.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to Madison right here in the capital city on WMDX Mad Radio. Dick in Madison, thanks for listening. What say you?
Well, you know, when I thought something was a little fishy with the whole thing this summer, there was also being said that he was thinking of taking a full year off to spend time with one of his kids. And I thought, come on, I'm not buying that. You've got the off season. You got no. And then what? Sit and do what?
And Dick, it's been a busy year for me. Was that management? Was that the Brewers front office that was spinning that, or was that Craig saying that?
I don't even know, but the story was out there. I know that. Now, what was the fact? Talking about big things. What about when Kareem left for Los Angeles?
Yeah, that one was too. See, this isn't a bigger disappointment than, you know, any of the NFC Championship losses that the Packers have had in recent years. This isn't bigger than the Wisconsin Badgers losing to Duke in the NCAA March Madness Championship. Like, this, to me, is not that.
Excuse me. One thing there. You mean Duke being given the game?
Thank you, Dick.
Dick, I was in school at the time, man, and we drank our sorrows away on a Monday night, and Tuesday was not fun the next day. Some of the professors canceled class that Tuesday morning.
For them.
That was one of the biggest shams in the history of college basketball.
Totally agree.
Anyway.
Appreciate it, Dick. Thank you.
I got that off my chest.
glad that we could air that out for you on this Tuesday afternoon, Dick.
How does this rank? Council going to Chicago as far as sports disappointments?
I can tell you one thing.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789.
Groupthink is a terrible thing, though. So when the Cubbies come to town at American Family Field next year, that's not going to be a good crowd for Craig.
That ain't going to be pleasant at all.
That's not going to be pleasant for some time, I think, either. So
he's
like,
going to need to hire a personal security
detail. It's not that. But when he takes the field, he's going to deal with a lot of jeers.
Actually, I don't disagree with Mr. Zomers. With today's, with the political violence and the online stuff, look, the sign already got vandalized last night. I said this before he came on. I said, I hope that he's moving to Chicago, only because I worry for his family and the harassment that his family would have in Milwaukee in today's environment. Yes or no? You think so?
I don't know.
We'll ask Luke on the other side. Also talk a little politics. It's election day. We'll get Luke's take on that. Don't go anywhere. Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media. Ready now.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin
and breaking news today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station, The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand, and by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it, the moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Chicago Bears quarterback has two Super Bowl rings. One is with the Bears. Do you know who the other one is with?
Well, I guess I saw the text, but yeah.
The Green Bay Packers. I had forgotten this. McMahon won a Super Bowl ring as a backup quarterback with the Green Bay Packers.
The 96, 97 season?
I think so, yeah. Behind Favre, I think.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I was a little young.
I know.
I was still a little young.
By the way, I've said this before. When the Bears used to have training camp in Platteville, Wisconsin, I once held the record for number of programs sold.
Mm-hmm. You've told me.
Yes, I know. That's the only award I ever got.
I'm very proud
because it means nothing to anyone else. And so that's why I'm proud of it. All right, what else we got here on the text line? WAUK, the Brewers moving to Atlanta. Always hated
the
them. The Milwaukee Braves moving to Atlanta. I get it. Always hated them ever since. All right. Well, I get that.
If you were a Minnesota Lakers fan, I'm sure that you have a hard time cheering for the team once it's in LA. And when all major sports franchises move, I'm sure that there is a disdain for that move and that business decision. But that's a game of chicken that the Milwaukee Brewers have been playing with Wisconsinites and Brewers fans here in Wisconsin. As they kind of negotiate around these stadium deals.
The top five, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, this story, great story. Give it a read if you have a chance online. So we talked about Brett Favre, of course, to the Vikings, Paul Molitor leaving in 92 to go to the Toronto Blue Jays, where he won a World Series and the MVP. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar from the Bucks to the Lakers. Lombardi from the Packers to Washington. And Brett Bielema leaving Wisconsin and going to Arkansas. Those are the top five, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Let's turn a page, Luke. It is election day. For those of us in Wisconsin, we don't really know because nothing on the statewide or regional ballots, really. But big day in Ohio and Virginia. Going to be very interesting.
Kentucky, Mississippi. Yeah. There's a lot of states.
There's a lot of states.
Yeah, there's a lot of states going to the polls today.
But we talked about this a little bit yesterday. And what do you make of this putting abortion or women's health care rights on the ballot, particularly in Ohio? It's a constitutional amendment. Where do you think this is going to go? And what does it say of the election temperature moving into 2024?
Well, I think today's results are going to give us a better idea of where voters are across the country than any poll that gets circulated, the horse race of polls that is going on between now and the next 363 days, between now and next November's elections. The stance that voters take on issues like constitutional amendments in Ohio or which candidates they're choosing to support in states like Kentucky, Mississippi, Virginia, around the country is going to be a better indicator than any polling. And so I think it's going to be nice to see some of those results. It's going to be nice to see where voters are on these candidates and these issues, and we'll actually have something that I find a little bit more relevant than talking about the polls, because the national polls don't mean anything right now, Todd. They're always wrong. They're always wrong this far out, and so the fact
that, well, I said relax yesterday. I quoted Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. R-E-L-A-X, that word. I can
Rolling
spell.
Rolling spells relief. But no, I agree. I thought the poll was a good wake-up call for anybody who says, A, there's no way that Donald Trump could win. I don't believe that. I think he is a very viable candidate in 2024. And B, it's how Democrats are going, what they're going to use as the main driver to get people to the polls. And I agree with you that I think today's results, we saw it in Wisconsin, April. I still maintain that a woman's right to choose was a huge driver in Janet Protasiewicz winning her race. Agree or disagree?
No, I agree with that sentiment, and I think it will be interesting to see. We've seen since Roe was overturned, now about 15 months ago. 18,
yeah,
that every time that it's been on the ballot, that as far as I can recall, starting in Kansas when there was an issue. I don't know if it was a constitutional amendment or if it was just a ballot initiative. Mm. Specifically what the nature of that vote was in Kansas, but a 60-40 vote in favor of protecting an individual's right to choose. Mm. And so it will be another case study with where voters are, specifically in Ohio, when we get those results today. It's not just Ohio, though. You're seeing the governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin, is essentially saying if you deliver a favorable House of Delegates and State Senate to me, we are going to further restrict reproductive rights in the state of Virginia. And so it will be interesting to see where Virginia voters are on those issues and what the makeup of that state house is going to be come January 1st.
We're going to play that cut in hour number two of Youngkin last night, reminding people that essentially he's going to push an abortion ban in Virginia. If he gets a full Republican legislature. Other big race I'm going to be interested in watching tonight, Mississippi. You've got Elvis Presley's second cousin on the Democratic ballot. And apparently, polls show this guy has a real chance for a Democrat to win the governorship. I'm not sure if it's the Presley allure or whether it's just the guy in his positions. But Democrats have a chance in Mississippi tonight.
Yeah, potential first time in, I believe, 20 years that there could be a Democratic governor in the state of Mississippi. And so it's important, though, folks, if you know anybody in Mississippi, polls don't vote, voters do. So be a voter. Take action. If you're listening to the Todd Alba Show anywhere where it's an election day when you got people on your ballot, go and be a voter today, because that is the most important thing that you can do, is be a voter on every election day, not just the ones that elect our president every 4 years.
I totally agree. About a minute and a half left here, Luke. We always appreciate you on a Tuesday. What's on your mind as you go into 2024 on this election? We're a year away. Well, I mean, technically it was Sunday, the 5th of November, but election
363
day.
363 days away.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, 64, because next year is a leap year.
Yeah, you're absolutely
right.
There's
an extra day in there.
Yeah. How do you feel? How do you feel about the election a year from now?
How do I feel about the election a year from now?
How do you feel in general?
That is a loaded question. I feel grateful for Giannis Antetokounmpo, because even though I'm upset, I don't fault Craig Council in it, but I'm still a little disappointed for what it's going to mean for the Milwaukee Brewers next season. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, my shining light. I can always put my faith
in Giannis. Giannis is loyal. And he's staying.
At least for another 3 years until we have to go around the contract carousel again. But, you know, tis a business.
Luke Mathers, Tuesday Tangent. Luke, thanks, Luke.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. you know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The results are in, and Democrats and abortion rights supporters scored sizable victories. Lauren Blovell.